The City of Milwaukee Health Department is now able to do testing for the coronavirus, or as the virus is now called, COVID-19. The State Hygiene Lab at UW-Madison is the only other Wisconsin location cleared for the testing. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
A few weeks ago, federal health officials sent test kits to state and local health labs, so the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, were not doing all the testing of potential COVID-19 cases. But Dr. Alan Bateman of the Wisconsin Hygiene Lab says during verification testing, most of the labs discovered a problem related to the kits looking at three different segments of the virus genome or genetic material.
It contains three virus markers. If all three markers are positive, the result is positive. If all three markers are negative, the result is negative. The mix of the results for the markers and the result is inconclusive. What we saw was inconclusive for many of the samples that should have been negative.
Bateman says the CDC and Food and Drug Administration concluded a genetic marker that was leading to inconclusive results was not needed for the test. The CDC also sent new batches of test kits. State Health Officer Gene Ayers says the ability to test locally comes at a key time.
As we prepare to transition from containment of the disease, which is what we've been doing so far, to identifying and controlling the spread within the community, it's especially important that we have this lab capacity in Wisconsin. Fast access to high-quality testing.
State officials say they have the capacity to do hundreds of tests, but Wisconsin will follow newly revised federal requirements and only test people who meet at least one of three criteria. The first is that the patient has a fever and symptoms like coughing or shortness of breath. The second criteria are having those symptoms to the point of requiring hospitalization and a history of travel from countries affected by COVID-19. Those countries are China, Italy, Iran, Japan, and South Korea. The third criteria is people hospitalized with the symptoms whose tests don't show problems with other viruses or bacteria. Wisconsin officials say there are no new COVID-19 cases in the state. Test results are pending with two people, and the Dane County woman who last month tested positive has been released from isolation and is doing well. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.